The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our silsila The Huquq, The Rights in Islam. And today we're looking at the rights of a husband and a wife. Before we go further, it is important for us, let us all try to send Durood Sharif upon the beloved master, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it comes out in the hadith sharif of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who reads just a single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? What is the virtue and benefit of this? Just merely sending one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes out that sallallahu ta'ala alayha ashar, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because you have engaged yourself, and that a person has engaged himself in the sending of Durood Sharif and sending salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He rewards him with 10 virtues. And in another narration it is stated, and Allah also forgives 10 of his sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us make good intentions that whatever we're going to learn, it's solely for the pleasure of Allah, and as well it is that we gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We're watching this channel, we're watching this episode, we're watching this silsila, and our aim is to gain the favor of Allah, to gain the reward from Allah, as well as that we ourselves, we are giving this time to ourselves to learn, and that we gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever we're going to learn, we must make niyat also to practice upon this, as this will, insha'Allah, by making good intentions that whatever we learn, we're going to practice, this is what brings change in our lives. First of all, let us try to understand what is a marriage. Because in order for the husband and the wife to understand, or for the husband and wife to know fully what are the rights that both of them have upon each other, we need to understand from the very beginning where it starts from. What is marriage? And what is a right marriage? And what does it mean for a husband and a wife to come together and for them to start a family? So, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, Nikah is my sunnah, an-nikahu min sunnati. He said, do nikah as I will be proud of your large numbers before other ummas. Subhanallah. The one who has the means should do nikah, and the one does not have the means should keep fast, as fasting breaks last. Dear Madani Channel viewers, if a person can afford mahr, provide basic needs, fulfill conjugal rights, and is not under too much domination of lust, it is a sunnatul mu'akkada for him to do nikah. To remain bent upon not doing nikah in this condition is a sin. If one does nikah with the intention of following sunnah or having offspring or avoiding haram, he will be rewarded as well. If he does nikah solely for the satisfaction of his carnal desires, he won't get reward. However, nikah will be valid. So, we understand that the intention behind nikah should be the correct one, and it should be for the right purpose, and it should not be just merely to satisfy one's carnal desires. And so Amir Ahl Sunnah, he gives us, he has listed 9 intentions one a person should have before performing nikah. Number one, I will act upon the sunnah of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So that is the first intention one should have. And number two, I will marry a pious woman. So a person should have that good intention, that the woman that I'll marry should be a pious one. And number three, I will marry the woman belonging to a good family. And number four, I will protect my iman through it. That this nikah, it is there to reinforce me. It is there to enable me to safeguard my iman. And through it, inshallah, because I'll have a pious wife, and it will develop to a pious family. Number six, I will protect myself from unlawful gazing. Number seven, I will consummate for offspring, not for the satisfaction of lust. And number eight, I will recite Bismillahir Rahman Rahim and other prayers mentioned in a hadith before consummation. And number nine, I'll become a means of increase in the ummah of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let us try to understand. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given instructions, rather 12 madani pearls, which he gave to his son-in-law with regard to domestic matters, with regard to the rights that one should fulfill as a husband towards his wife. First, actually, he gave an instruction that read the chapters, rights of husband and wife, responsibility to provide the wife with basic needs, etc., from the Bahari Shariat. So he said, avoid telling the weakness and shortcomings of your parents and other family members to your spouse, as it could open the door of backbiting and disgracing. Number three, if your spouse try to tell you the weakness and flaws of her parents and other family members, prevent her from doing so by saying Sallu ala al-Habib, because listening to the backbiting of others is also a sin. So even your wife, don't entertain her to talk about others, be it her own family, and don't even listen to it. And you advise that, say Sallu ala al-Habib, because listening to backbiting of others is also a sin. And we find in today's time, all of us, we are fed up with the evil that is in the society, the evil in the community, and all that we see. But we forget that the evil actually is starting right in our homes. And it is because we are not fulfilling the rights in the very beginning, the rights of Allah and rights of each other, first between the husband and the wife. So when the husband and the wife themselves, first and foremost is what is the right between each other, and the rights that Allah has over them, and the rights of others. So if the two themselves begin to fulfill these rights, then the evil will be repelled. Number four, he says, neither speak ill of somebody. You know, we always think of our own rights. As it is, you find many couples, the fights that they have is only about their own rights. You know, the rights that they want for themselves, what they desire, what they love for themselves. What about the people outside there? What about your own neighbors? What about your own family? So look, Amir and Sunnat, he's gone his way out, subhanallah. First and foremost, he's tried to repel and remove this type of evil, even between the husband and wife. So the fulfilling of husband and wife's rights begins by also ensuring that they protect other people's rights as well. Subhanallah. So he say, neither speak ill of somebody, nor hear and see anything bad about anyone. If you follow this principle, you will remain happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Don't give secrets away to women, so you must be very careful. Always honor your parents. You can never be relieved of their rights. So these are all towards understanding how you can fulfill the rights of your wife as a husband. First, Amir al-Sunnah has given these points. Know how you yourself should have respect of these particular points that he has mentioned. Number seven says, woman has been created from the bent rib. One should handle her with proper care. If you try to straighten her, you should end up losing her. So Amir al-Sunnat obviously is telling us to be very particular how we treat our women in, as a husband. Make her responsible for domestic chores such as cooking, washing. Don't cooperate with her unnecessarily in the matters it is may cause her to become lazy. So obviously our women folk, it is their right to manage the home, to ensure that the what is any domestic chores are done properly and everything is accordingly and in order. So he said, be responsible, make her that she must have a firm hand in terms of dealing with the home matters. And don't be too lenient in such a way that your wife become too lazy to do this, because now she will lose the management of the home. Join us in the next episode, inshallah, azza wa jal, as we carry on mentioning the beautiful madani pearls given by Amir Ahl Sunnat. May Allah azza wa jal enable us to always take good care and rights of each other and respect each other. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.